Good morning, everybody. This is a special day because it's the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and in a minute I'm going to hand over to Ray Charlton to describe the various activities that we have programmed. Before that, I'd like to give in your name a particular welcome to Sue Shaw. Sue? Yeah. I'd also like to say that Peter and Abby's wedding is to be held here next Friday at 1 o'clock, and everyone is welcome to that. That's next Friday, 1 o'clock here. The deadline for items for church news is today, but out of the kindness of Vaughan, there's a slight extension for people who wish to make contributions. So that's will you think about that and items for the church news? This time next week, KURC's three Christian Aid volunteers circle the city. They're Georgina Forbes, Camilo Fernandez, and Vaughan Jane. And they're going to be stretching their biceps, I'm told, and dusting out their lycra in preparation for their epic 10-kilometre encounter with the unforgiving pavements of the City of London. They've also dusted off their sponsorship forms and would be delighted if you felt like taking advantage of these to sponsor any one of them. It doesn't matter which. And the three of them and their forms are going to be readily available after the service. In fact, I think some of them have already been available for signing up. Thanks very much indeed. Ray.
We kicked off Christian Aid Week last night with a quiz. It was great fun, an excellent quiz as normal, and we made £539, which was a great start to Christian Aid Week. We start today by those that know about it. We're going out, handing out envelopes, then collecting them through the week. So if anybody would like to help, please see me. I could do with some help on Monday night to come out with me specifically to do a couple of roads. In addition to that, next Saturday, we've got responsibility for assisting with the stall in the marketplace outside of All Saints. And our stall slot is 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock. So if you can help with that, greatly appreciated. And all next Saturday, if you would like to come up and give half an hour of your time, when it suits you, you can get a can from the foyer. Jenny Milner will be handing out those cans, and you just go outside with some balloons and a can and see if you can collect. So they're the fundraising things we're doing this week. Second last, when you get your envelope through the door, please be generous if you can. And lastly, tonight at 6:30, we have an ecumenical service to start Christian Aid as well, 6:30 tonight, if you can come to that. Thank you. It's whenever it suits. The best time to go door-to-door collecting is at tea time when people are back from work. We're doing it from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Yep, 10 o'clock till 3 next Saturday. Thank you.
We gather in God's name. Let us worship God. We join to sing, "In the Lord I'll be ever thankful."
Thank you.
and for Christian Aid Week. This call to worship. Would you give me the words in the bold? They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And God will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. We join to sing. We join together to say Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. God lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. God gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths, as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live. We join to pray. Let us pray. Sheltering Creator, in this time of praise, lead us by those still waters, those who are tired after a busy week. Shepherding Son, restore the souls of those worried by and for the world. Sustaining Spirit, comfort all who are walking through the darkest valley. Creator, Son, and Spirit, may your goodness and mercy be upon us as we dwell in your house today, as we pray together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Because we are an international community, and because always people are coming and going into the life of the church, I want us to be reminded of the basis of what Christian Aid Week is about. So this is a short little film just to take us back to basic, and also to remind us of some of the amazing thing that it is, and worthy of celebration. So the way that it works is, the history is of this thing that has happened for 70 years, where once upon a time, every home in Britain received a red envelope, and Christians would go door to door collecting those envelopes, and the money would go for causes all around the world to help the world's poorest. Time has moved on. The vision is the same. The challenges of doing it are different and difficult. But the need is as large. And so if we're not going to do door to door, then we have to think about what we are going to do. Because the hungry still need to be fed, and the voice of the poorest still needs us to speak. Let's join to sing. How can I keep from singing? We're going to have it a solo for the first verse, and then we will start right from the beginning again.
Thank you.
Sometimes people present the social action as being on the edge of what it is to be a Christian. But for us as a community, many of the people who are part of our community know what it is to be hungry. That is our experience. And for those of us who live in Britain, who are part of British life and culture, we are among the rich. And as followers of Jesus, that calls us to be the voice for those whose lives are not all that they could be. For the Lord Jesus has come that people would have life in all its fullness. So let's listen for the word of God that Steve Wenman will read to us.
It was winter, and the festival of the dedication of the temple was being celebrated in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch in the temple when the people gathered round him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?" Jesus answered, "I have already told you, but you would not believe me. The things I do by my Father's authority speak on my behalf. But you will not believe, for you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than everything, and no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one."
So the way that it works is we come to know that God loves us, and that love fills us. And then it needs to flow. If it stays within us, it becomes, forgive me for this, a cesspool of narcissism, of us just loving ourselves. God loves us, and then we need to let that love flow. And part of those for whom we need to let it flow are those who are among the weakest. So let's watch this video showing some of the amazing work that is being done through the resources that are gathered Christian Aid Week.
Me mama and me papa, they born me, let me mama go. They just take me at the side. Look you picking, now I go. I've been there with me papa, say from four. My father abandoned me because I was pregnant. What thing happen to me, I no more ever amen to anybody.
Nyale na tene ba otinyali sauran nyejinyali lole kenye keke haga facility iye nyawo magaga na onye keke eye odunya gogo asko tobo to mama ati nige ma te fa week ayi tawe na sanga ga tonya ba ga se atanyin for na se yi ibiro te kenya ba aime ye ge a gogo gali school ji gaya wina vita de nyama na anya ga hinde ji
Judith sitting here now I was a farmer. During the war, I began to practice medical. It was really not easy for me. Nobody to support me. But because of my hard working, we sat to the exam, and I was successful. September, I became an in charge in this village. The community, they were not working together. This place was so dirty. When we want to deliver at night, we bring torchlights to do delivery.
We don't know that only a pen. Martin, if for where that time Martin Magia, Martin Magia, a pen, but I'm not aware of it. Because now a spirit to greet a young. Because often a law, he in a law, grandma, Mate, you can tell me. Christian, it Katoa, come to your Watiama. Time not to work at home meeting with Gamma. You meet in a Pamuko to Mamuli and Mamma Ho. I want a more enormous time, Billy or Gamma Gasamatamo promised Bido. Bad eye, a mudena. Tell Jimmy a meeting at home. Say a pillow of Vimogamma Moko, Vicka, with my hand and me to a Mara Mogamma, Kamugo to Macamolita, a Golegana, be pada.
Auntie Juan came, she empowered us. Our forefather says, woman does not need education. Woman should be at the backyard. I tell them, I say, no. They want women to come forth front. They told us that women should be chief in this village.
We bought
shovels, rakes, wheelbarrows. They are teaching us how to do hand washing properly.
A moment to what call or go hospital and a man. Get Auntie Juliet, get a leg on a cadet, and move away. I have a couple of pop. Not a movie log, a couple of grammar hearts, and me a couple of monkey. Did a better to call you, Buya Mugama, and more speech to you, will be the move was off the journey. Put a going up on Nella. Glamour and Sumana Bangali, Juliet, Tabima go to you here. A deal on your mag, I'll lure away. You go as I go, my emma, I go.
That child was delivered by me. I feel so happy when I see that child growing. I feel so proud. It is very, very heartrending when somebody delivers and the child dies. Since I came here, believe it me, it has not yet happened. With the help of Christian Aid, God is going to take us through. Everybody listen to my voice. Look at me in the video. We need a help in Sierra Leone, especially this part of this country. I need help from you people, especially women. Women are dying of born childbearing. Children are dying, under 5 children are dying because of poverty. So people, anyone hearing my voice, we are suffering. Please help us. Please help us.
What amazing thing to be a small part of. Small part of such an amazing piece of work. Denise said that when she was putting this video together, putting this the PowerPoint together, she was working with the news of the new royal baby. It's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, you know, because they've got their own challenges, different challenges, but the challenges of parenting. We're joined to sing. God is love, He's the care. A seat, not you lot.
Right, you lot.
To the front.
We're going to show them.
You'll notice that when midwife Judith was talking, one of the things that she was talking about was teaching people how to wash their hands, because she said that the place was really dirty. Basic hand washing is a major life skill. So, Bron, you're on.
Right, okay. So we watched a video, an NHS video, actually, about how to wash your hands really properly. And they said you need to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. And the way to time 20 seconds is to sing...
To sing happy birthday twice.
to sing happy birthday to you twice, okay? So I'm gonna be a bit of a struggle with me with the microphone, but can everybody sing happy birthday twice? Ready? No, wait. Okay, all right, thank you. Right, so, ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, thumbs to everybody. Happy birthday to you. This in nails. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The thumbs again. Birthday, dear everybody. And then rinse. Happy birthday to you.
I don't want to be rude, but some of you adults are in a bit of trouble because you weren't joining in.
So now you've got to join in. So I'll just demonstrate it, right? Palms together. Everybody, yeah. Then you need to get in between your fingers from the back. Then you need to get in between your fingers here. You need to do your thumbs really well round there.
Thumbs. Yeah, have you seen those pictures? Yeah, thumbs. Yeah.
And then get your fingers really into there to clean out your nails, okay? I think we sang it a bit slow. I think happy birthday to you. Speed it up. We should be fine.
Right, right, ready?
Everybody, right.
Ready? Washing those hands. Let's go.
Everybody. Wait, not that fast. Right, ready? Happy birthday to you. Behind. Happy birthday to you. The other hand. Happy birthday, dear everybody.
Thumbs.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, nails.
Nails.
Happy birthday to you. Happy but rinse day to everybody and dry. Happy birthday to you.
Yep, got it? Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you.
So we're going to pray. Once you're, are you all seated? So let's join to pray. Let us pray. Let's pray for those people who have nowhere that they can get clean water from easily. So they might want to wash their hands, they might want to rinse, but there's no clean water. Let's pray for those people who are teaching people how to wash their hands and all the other things about looking after themselves. And those people that are teaching people how to speak up for themselves and their community. And let's pray for those people who are sad and who are anxious because they have lost their land. Some because of war, some because the water is rising. Let's pray for those people that we know who have lost their health, their mobility, their strength. And let's pray for those who have lost these things because they are hungry and thirsty. And let's pray for those people who feel that the whole thing is hopeless and it makes no difference. And let's ask for God's blessing on this Christian Aid Week, that over £9 million would be raised, and that once again the church would be seen to be speaking up for the poorest people in the world. Let's pray for ourselves. For we also have things in our lives that are sad. And let's pray for ourselves, that we would know that we are loved and then be able to be a voice for others. Lord, hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. So our offerings will now be received. Is there Christian Aid envelopes out, Ray? Everybody got a Christian Aid envelope that wants one? If you pay tax, could you make sure that you fill in the gift aid declaration? If you don't have a Christian Aid envelope, would you put your hand up and you want one? That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. There's a pile over there. Okay. Is it lovely? Is two here? Let's. Two here. Three here. Let's. Yeah, it's Bethany, right, Bethany. Anybody else? So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. God, our mother and our father, we praise you for the blessings you shower upon us. Bless these gifts of money. Bless the work that will be done this week to raise more money for Christian Aid. Bless the lives of those who will create opportunities for others to give. And bless the lives of those who will strive that others would have life in all its fullness. Continue to dwell in our hearts, Lord Jesus. May your love keep us strong. Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. So we join to sing our final song, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." So listen now to the shepherd's voice, to follow where he will lead us this week, whether it is in green pastures or by still waters, to big brekkies or coffee mornings, to sponsored walks or house-to-house collections. Wherever... So go now to love and serve the Lord and the world that God loves. And as we go, may we know that each one of us is held securely in the palm of the shepherd's hand through the days of Christian Aid Week and the whole of our lives. In the name of the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.